Hey, just a quick note that this episode was recorded before the social distancing measures really took effect. So that's why you're going to hear us all gathered together. But please, everyone, heed the official warnings and stay safe. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
it's time again to hoist a glass in praise of music.
And because we all really need a drink right now.
Amen.
Okay, it's Friday on the podcast.
Yeah.
We are still conversing remotely. I'm Jim Lenihan here in my basement.
I'm Patrick Foster from the Foster basement.
Yes. The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. We are in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., just, you know, two different suburbs.
Different ones.
I did invite a couple of guys over here, and they said, yeah, we can make it happen. You know, just make sure you have on the mask and, you know, all the protective gear, the hazmat suit and everything.
Right.
And so we've made it work. And those guys are
Rob Gates.
Kevin Goff.
Thanks for coming over, guys. And the specific reason why I wanted to have you guys over is we wanted to do a follow-up episode to when you were over before for Whiskey Week.
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, yes. Well, yes. Not so, sort
you
of.
Were
I sort
week.
Of remember.
I heard about it, so I had to be here for the next one.
Kevin wasn't here for Whiskey Week, but you were here when we got this
yes,
in the mail, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I thought. Do you want me to move that microphone up?
Or
you...
No, I can do it.
Okay. He's sort of hunching over because he's a tall man. He's a full grown man and he's like hunched over. Yeah. Okay.
It's Friday.
Yeah. So anyway,
can you text me a shot of that, please?
So two things I need to mention here. One is that a while back we did Whiskey Week. Episodes are in the 750 to 754. And in those episodes we talked about, whiskeys that were produced by bands or in conjunction with certain bands or artists, right? There was a Bob Dylan one, there was a Metallica one, and so on.
Drake.
There was a Drake one, that's right. And then we also did an episode then about just sort of drinking songs overall. And then that prompted listeners to suggest their own drinking songs, and we're going to go through those in a moment here. But then also in the interim, we got sent to us, I think, from Trip Bacon out in Oregon.
He sent, that's correct. Trip Bacon.
Yep. He sent us a little bottle in the mail of something called Westward American Single Malt Whiskey.
And if I recall, that was in some elaborately wrapped box. Was that?
That you
it
opened.
Was.
It, took,
that,
it took you about half hour to open.
Yeah,
and it's probably
Kevin was
illegal
sawing
for
away
Trip
with a knife.
Sent that, yeah. So you might want to edit that.
Well, so then, but if anybody wants to send us things, where do they send it, Patrick?
Oh, they send it to our P.O. Box, Jim, and that is P.O. Box 5. No, hold on, folks. That is 800 West Broad Street, P.O. Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040.
There you go. All right, very good. So now I'm going to pour the Westward Whiskey, and sorry, Patrick, you're not here. Yeah, can you get that?
I thought you were texting me a shot.
Oh, nice. Good audio there.
Mm-hmm. You guys having that neat or?
Kevin is a neat guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rob and I are on the rocks.
Oh, all right.
Or I guess unneat.
All right, we're going to try.
Slop
so first of all,
slop.
Cheers to you, Trip Bacon.
Cheers.
Cheers, Trip. It
smells nice.
Mmm.
Good.
Mmm.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we like this.
What do you think, Rob?
It's good. You know, it's a little... It's not really bourbon. Definitely does not taste like a bourbon.
No.
It's got... I'm trying to think of that. It's got a definite... chocolate? Is that what I'm tasting?
Maybe.
Mm.
I was tasting cigarette smoke, like twin. Like,
I don't know.
Menthol? What do you?
No.
You know,
like a,
I'm glad.
Kind of oakiness. I don't know. That's what they always say. It went. It well, just. It shot right into my sinuses, which I think is a good. A good sign for
that's
a whiskey,
good thing,
right?
Yeah. And Kevin, I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to tell people another COVID-19 pandemic national emergency thing that I've done just to try to keep my family safe. I've switched from Marlboro Red to Marlboro Light. And so I'm still doing a pack, but I'm doing light cigarettes. And I think that's the kind of thing we need to do.
You're responsible. Good
Thank
job.
You. I'm trying to help.
All right. So while we are on the topic of whiskey here, first off, before we get into some more drinking songs, we have just a general comment here from Bill Mulligan out there where you live, Patrick, in
Bill
Falls Church.
Bill Mulligan.
Yep.
Yep.
And as you recall, Rob, when we were doing the whiskeys, the band whiskeys, there was a lot of discussion about the design of the bottles. Remember that?
Yes, the perfume bottle that the Drake That's whiskey right. came in. Yeah.
So Bill said, I always taught my children to buy the contents rather than the container.
Wise, very wise.
He says that's especially true if it's something that might burn your throat, make you cough, and come shooting out of your nose if you drink it too fast.
Now, Bill Mulligan showed up at the Who Live show, and he's a great man. I love him very much.
Yes.
And I gave him one of my year-end CDs because I love Bill Mulligan so much, and great to see him and his wife. So thanks, Bill.
The question I have is, he starts us off by saying, I always taught my children this. I don't think he's talking about whiskey, though, is he?
Well, how old are his kids?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. He might, but he could be referring to other things that come in fancy containers, right?
His albums.
That's a good point. Don't judge an album by its cover.
That's right.
Yes.
Did we give the name of the whiskey?
Yeah, Westward Whiskey.
We did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Let's get to a drinking song. So we have a call here from Eric Lorenz, and we are going to play that call right now.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Eric Lorenz from Lincoln, Illinois. I'm calling in about your recent episodes concerning drinking songs. One of my favorite drinking songs is I Ain't Drunk by Texas blues man Albert Collins. To me, the chorus of this song reflects the perfect mindset for a drinking song. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking. This song also had a lot of intergenerational appeal in my family. It was a favorite not only of my dad's, but also of my grandmother, who was in her 80s at the time. I can remember several occasions sitting on my parents' back porch when we would repeat the song's chorus as our mantra when we popped open the next beer. Good times. Thanks, Jim and Patrick, and keep rocking the suburbs.
Every day, baby, when the sun go down, I get with my friends and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you know I ain't high.
But you're so high.
I just take a little bit every now and then.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you ought to be shitting yourself.
Stay drunk all the time.
Oh, come on, I know y'all be like. Come home last night, all lures, baby getting a fuss. I say, honey, hush. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Man, I ain't drunk. I done told y'all I ain't drunk, man. Why y'all do
but
me
you're
like
so
that?
High.
Yeah, I just having fun, man.
But you're so high.
What? Oh, no, I'm not.
Stay drunk all the time.
Man, I don't know why y'all talk about me like that.
All right, Patrick, we're all kind of rocking out here over here in the basement.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm missing out.
Rob, you're a big blues guy. Albert Collins, I Ain't Drunk.
Oh, yeah. Great, great selection to the list of drinking songs. God, you just can't go wrong with the blues, especially on that topic. And it's funny, you'd think there'd be more, and there probably are more that we just don't know. But that song, I mean, that's one that you could easily see going on live for, you know, 20 minutes. Just, you know, jamming away on it and just, you know, with the lyrics as they are and then, you know, starting to make them up as you go.
Right.
great. Yes, great song.
All right, cool. Patrick?
I will say this, Jim. I think that, you know, if you're going to write about drinking songs, you have to write it from the heart. And I think the blues came from the heart. You know, famously, Robert Johnson died from a poisoned liquor glass. So
that's right.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. All right. So
all kinds of questions. Who did it? Like how?
Well, there is a whole thing about that.
Another episode.
Yeah, that's another time. All right. Albert Collins, one of those, is he a Chicago blues guy?
You know, I'm not sure. Maybe?
Was he on Chess?
I'm trying to look it up right now, and it's very slow. Here we go. He is the master of the Telecaster, so that's pretty cool.
I'm not super familiar with Albert Collins.
Oh, he's actually a Texan. He's a Texan.
Yeah, so it's a Texas weird place.
Blues. Okay.
Yeah, it's an unusual place to play blues, although there's some great Texas blues. I mean,
Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, I mean, whoever heard of him?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly, Rob. Yeah, that's obviously true. Yep.
All right, that was a great pick. Thank you, Eric, for that.
Yeah, so good. And, you know, that's all it takes, Jim, nowadays to get on our podcast. You have a voice memo function on your telephone or your Android device has a recording device. Just, you know, get your thoughts down. You're listening to our podcast. Hit pause on our podcast. Put your thoughts down. Send it to us. That's all you need to do.
All right. Now, here's my question for you, Patrick. Are you familiar with an artist named Mary, M-A-R-Y, Mary Prankster?
No.
Okay. Well, look that up where you are in the Falls Church. You got the Spotify. Look up Mary Prankster. And there is a song recommended to us from B.J. Bonin.
Right.
Called,
which I love. Got it.
Yep. Called The Bottle's Talking Now.
Here it is.
All right. We are going to...
Let me see. Hold on. Wait. Bottle's Talking Now. Got it.
Got it? Ready? Okay. We're going to listen to that. Ready? Here we go.
3, 2, 1. Listen.
Charm is cash, I must be trash. Darling, take this cocktail from my sight. Take my keys and make me spend the night. Won't live down the things I
That is Mary Prankster, who apparently is from Baltimore.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Didn't know that. Oh, wow.
And
cool.
That has a bit of a, what would you say, like calypso? Sort of feel to it?
Yeah, definitely sort of a Caribbean swing, Cuban swing to it, Jim. I was missing some steel drum solos and stuff, but that's kind of a cool song. 1999, apparently.
Yeah. What'd you guys think?
Well, it's pretty clear about what it's about. I don't think there's any doubt there.
Reminded me of Richard Cheese, if you've heard of him.
Oh, yes. Kind of I love same, Richard Cheese.
Get it, Richard Cheese, Dick Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Richard Cheese's version of Baby Got Back, Kevin, is probably right up there with the all-time classics.
Yeah.
Am I right?
So see, the Mary Prankster logo here is the, like, Maryland flag. It's a take on the Maryland flag.
Oh,
you see that?
Yes. Look at that. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nicely done, Mary. All right. What do we got next here? We have a suggestion from Mike Wagner. He says, this is my vote for a great drinking song. Sail Away, Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Lose me on the freeway, but could still make it back alive. As long as we can sail away, as long as we can sail away, there'll be wind in the canyon, moon on the rise. As long as we can sail away.
See the losers. All right, there you go. Are you done?
Yep.
So I think there were some puzzled looks here at the table, because it's not really a song explicitly about drinking. There was a mention of being at the bar, right?
Yeah. I think it's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah. But maybe it's just a song that makes him feel good while he's having a drink, right? There's songs like that.
Totally could be. You know, Sail Away also. You know, maybe you sail away a little bit from reality or your problems. So, yeah, totally. Love that. Anything from Russ Never Sleeps sounds good.
Yeah, you're right.
That is true. Counts. Cannot argue with that.
Yeah.
Okay, lastly, we have a recommendation from Tom Bashir, a friend of ours from Louisville, Kentucky.
Sure.
And he says, drinking songs, anything by the Pogues.
That's the best.
All right.
Now, I may have told this story on the podcast previously, Jim, and if I have, I regret repeating it, but you know, I might be drunk. And one time I saw at the old 930 Club on 930 F Street, I saw Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper open up for the Pogues, and the Pogues came out and played a set. Sean McGowan came out with two bottles of red wine. I'm not making this up, folks. And he drank both of those bottles during probably hour-long Pogues set. But we saw the Pogues play in that close place, and it was, you know, all early stuff, and you know, it was fantastic, and you certainly got that vibe of a band that was deeply saturated.
Kevin, Pogues.
Yeah,
you got pretty excited when that name was mentioned.
It fits. I mean, yeah, I associate that with drinking, because they actually have a Pogues whiskey too.
There is, yeah.
I've had it. It's actually pretty good.
Yes,
it's Irish,
and
whiskey.
They were sort of fall down drunks on stage, right?
Yep,
totally. But still sounded great.
Yes, yes, it was part of their charm.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So yeah, please pour me some more here of that Westward whiskey. Yeah, thank you.
That's just the Westward whiskey talk.
That's right. So, who would like to take on this assignment, Patrick or Kevin? What would be a good Pogue song to play out with?
You better go with Patrick, because I listened to the Pogues Week intently, and he just knew so much. So,
well, thank you, man. I think you could probably choose any song. let's see. So they did have an album called Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash.
That's true. They also do a cover of Whiskey in the Jar.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's hard. It's like saying, you know, which song about New York decadence did the New York Dolls do pretty well?
Well, think about that. Come back at me with an idea. And then while we do that, we'll just say that, you know, the party can continue. So if people have more drinking songs they want to recommend to us, the way you can do that is you can drunk dial us 612-440-1984. There you go. Thank you. There's like a chorus. Or
in harmony, no
you
less.
Can you can drunk email us rock@suburbspod.com, or you know, people do this drunks you know, social media, right it's pretty common with me. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at @suburbspod. All right, yeah, yep. You'll notice by the timestamp you could sort of get a sense of my mood by my social media posts, right?
Are those social distant media posts?
Yeah, social distancing posts, right?
Posts, yeah.
All right. So, you guys got a song?
Yeah, I got to figure it out, Jim. I'm going to go back to the 1984 debut, Red Roses for Me, and go for Streams of Whiskey.
Oh.
It's probably the most perfect Pogues drinking song.
So there we go.
Let's go with that.
All right, let's do that. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Rob Gates.
Kevin Goff.
Thanks for coming over, guys. All right. We'll talk to you all later.
All right.
I chucked I mad with beer, a sugar from by the hand, and we passed the time of day. When questioned on his views, on a curse of lies, the last of me, he had the least to clear, a simple word to say.
Sure. Shadow, my only best friend, Shadow.
Nope.
Do you want me Shadow. To, you want me to pet him virtually?
Shout out from Shadow.
I'm petting him virtually.
I'll give you some virtual coins to virtually pet Shadow.